TML country. It's time to dance.
Markins for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Catamount Insider, episode 21. Happy Friday morning if you're listening as we air early on this Friday, getting you set for some women's lacrosse later this afternoon, as this week's guest is Sabine Godwin of the UVM women's lacrosse team. Later on today, if you're listening with us again on this Friday morning when we release our podcasts and YouTube show every week, Sabine joined the show and previewed a matchup with Villanova later today, 1 p.m. start from Virtue Field. So I hope you either come out and support Sabine and the Catamounts or tune in to the coverage over on ESPN+. But Sabine coming off a huge win against LIU for the team, and Sabine set a program record for single-game draw controls. We get into that and so much more with one of the real stars of this Vermont team, somebody that's not going to put up the offensive points, but Sabine is a defensive dominator and has been a starter since day one as a Catamount freshman, now taking pretty much every draw control for head coach Sarah Dalton-Graddick. She's become one of the real forces around not just the conference, but the region as far as those draw control situations. So we talk about that, her leadership on the team. She's now a captain in her junior season, and so much more about the women's lacrosse season. So a bit of a lacrosse preview here with Sabine Godwin to get you set for a fun spring season. I know, of course, there's plenty of other athletic events that you want to hear about and around Catamount country. There's so much great stuff going on. Congrats to a great run to the UVM women's ice hockey team, making it to the semifinals of Hockey East play. Ellie Simmons just was incredible in that quarterfinal win with 37 saves. And of course, basketball postseason play on the horizon. Men's ice hockey wrapping up their regular season this weekend. So lots of great winter sports coverage still going on around Catamount country. Hope to see you either at Cutterson Fieldhouse this weekend for men's ice hockey or Patrick Gym. I feel like I'm going to be just set up in Patrick Gym for the next week or so here with UVM women's basketball, UVM men's basketball clinching home playoff basketball, at least through the semis. And then, of course, VPA stuff going on as well. High school hoops makes its way to Patrick Gym this time every year. So I'm looking forward to seeing so many of you fans around Patrick Gym in the coming weeks. All right, won't make you wait much longer. I'm going to take a break. Sabine Godwin joins the show when we return. You're listening to Catamount Insider.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm joined this week by Sabine Godwin of the UVM women's lacrosse team. Sabine, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Your team's coming off a big win, 22-7 against LIU. Villanova coming up this Friday. But first, just how much fun was that win against LIU, and what did you think that the team did well?
Yeah, that was so fun, also just because all of our parents were there. And so that was just awesome. It was good weather. And yeah, I feel like everything kind of just clicked. Like the first quarter was like, I think we were down, and then we came out firing in the second quarter, and it was awesome. It was like a whole team win, which is great.
That second quarter was nuts. Team scores 9, you only give up 1, a 9-1 run. What kind of did you find in that frame? What was the thing that kind of just made it all start to get going for you guys?
Honestly, Karina Sethi like came firing out, I think, with 3 or 4 goals in a row, and like we kind of just like took off of her energy, and just like we were like, okay, let's go, and like we just kept it rolling, tried to get all the stops on defense to get back to attack, and then yeah, it was awesome. Karina really just like had that spark for us. It was great.
She was awesome. You were great as well. 17 draw controls, a single game program record, beating your own from earlier this season when you picked up 15. What was working for you there? What did you just have going that was allowing you to win all those draws?
Honestly, I just tried to like dig the ball out of her stick a lot, and then Lydia and Eleanor were awesome on the circle, and so they just, like, I would tell them, like, what I was doing, and they would just make sure to box out or, like, get to where the ball was going. So they really just, like, helped me be able to control the ball out of the air. And, yeah, they were awesome.
I want to get into kind of the draw control stuff with you in a minute. But first, congratulations. You're the America's Defensive Player of the Week after that performance. Does it mean anything to you to get kind of that weekly nominee, that weekly award? Is that something you can be proud of, or do you just care about the team win?
Yeah, I feel like I just care about the team win. I mean, like, you only get those awards if your team, like, wins. And so it was awesome. And we just, like, came out firing on all cylinders. And so, like, the only reason I was able to get that is just because we put the ball in the back of the net and we got all of those cause turnovers. And so, yeah, I mean, it's, like, it's cool to have an accolade, but, like, I care more about us winning games.
Sure. Well, the team sits at 4-2 at this stage of the season. Let's talk some draw control stuff. We're going to get into your defensive side of the game in a little bit, but I want to talk specifically about the draws and the draw circle. Mm-hmm. You're up to 168 in your career. That's already fifth all-time in program history. How long have you been taking kind of the draws for UVM, and is that something you did before you came to Vermont?
No, I never took the draw before coming to college. So Maddie Erskine tore her ACL my freshman year, her junior year, and we needed a fourth string draw girl just in case. And I was like, okay, put me in, like, it's like as a joke. And then I actually did it. And then they started me the second time. I, like, took the draw, and then I just got really technical with it. And I wanted to learn how to self draw. And then, yeah, the rest kind of just goes from there. And yeah. So, yeah.
What do you think makes you good in that spot?
I'm very detail oriented, and the draw is extremely technical, just like with, like, your hand placement and, like, timing it with the whistle. And so I just would, like, do a bunch of research, like, call my friend from Northwestern, like, and just, like, my other friends who take the draw, and just, like, see what they would do, and then, like, incorporate it into my game. Yeah.
How long did that take to get, like, comfortable doing it, and in your mind to get good at it?
I think I got like proficient at it kind of the end of my freshman year. That's when I started to learn how to self draw. And so first I would just, like, get it out to the circle and just, like, make it, like, a fair game, like a 50-50, like, ground ball war. And then we got smoked by Albany my freshman year, and I was like, we need to learn how to self draw. And then it's, like, the back end of our season, Grace Giancola, my coach, just taught me, and then I just got super technical with it and got pretty good at it.
What would you say for somebody who's just learning how to take those draws, what would you say kind of the keys are, the priorities that you need to learn when you're just starting out in that spot?
Honestly, I think communication is a really big part of it, just, like, communicating with your circle and, like, what's going on. Like, that's how you come up with the ball. But then also just having, like, quick hand speed to get the ball out of the other person's stick, and then, like, a strong dig, which is, like, the initial step of the draw, like, how to get the ball.
Got it.
Yeah.
What's kind of the process, like, of learning how to time it up? Because it is, you have to have that quick reaction time. Do you feel like that's something you can work on and improve at? And how do you do so?
Yeah. I mess up a lot in practice. Like, I false start a lot in practice. And then in the game, I'm like, okay, it's go time. And you kind of have to time it. And sometimes you guess. And then sometimes you just, like, can dig hard enough if you're slow. But our new coach, Bree, she's so awesome. Like, she puts me in the squash court and actually just, like, throws balls at me while I have to turn around and react to them. And so, like, that's got my reaction time a lot quicker. And, like, yeah, it's just sometimes it's really funny. Other times I get hit in the face. But, like, it's awesome.
Do different referees have different kind of timing, or is it all pretty much the same game to game?
Honestly, I think it's the same, like, game to game. Yeah, so in practice sometimes I struggle just because, like, it's different because the coach has to line it up and then, like, set it up themselves and then, like, wait to check my setup and then do it. So I, like, false start all the time. But refs are honestly pretty consistent about, like, when they're getting the ball up in the air.
You talked about those self-draws, but I did want to ask you about the working with the wings. And a lot this season it's been Lydia Doraz and Eleanor Vandermullen who've taken a lot of those with you as the two on the outside of the circle. What are you kind of talking to them about? And I see them sometimes moving around the perimeter. What are they kind of looking for and reading?
I'm kind of just saying if the ball is in my stick or if it's in the girl's stick, and, like, just based on scout where I know the girl's going to put it, or if it's, like, in both of our sticks, if I just, like, want to muscle it out. So it's just, like, kind of communicating with them and using, like, code words, which, like, every draw taker does, like, who has the ball and if they have the ball.
I love the – when it it's a 50-50 fight, and it's everybody flying after it. Take me inside kind of those battles. Can you think about anything, or is it just trying to react?
Sometimes if there's enough time, like if the ball's up in the air and I know Lydia's running on, I'll be like, you take it, and we'll like have a full conversation while the ball's in the air. And she grabs it and like runs away, and I'm like, that's awesome.
That's
like,
great.
Yeah, like great, get the ball over there. And then other times if it's on the ground, it's just like if someone's stick is right there and there's like another defender kind of staring at you, you can like, we yell hockey a lot. We're like, hockey, hockey. And that just like means like get the ball out of space so like you can hit the ball out and then try to run onto it. It's sometimes it's a mess just because everyone's trying to do the same thing and you're just like, I need the ball. But yeah, it's fun. And like you can have conversations in there.
It's like it's a mentality thing as much as anything in those fights. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you want to be good at the draw, you just have to like, we just like say like yellow ball, yellow ball, yellow ball. And so like you just need to like want to win.
I love that. Taking a quick break here with Sabine. She returns to the show right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Okay, yeah. Let's transition a little bit. That's really good stuff. I was curious about the draw battle. From your career, you came in and were starting pretty much right away as a freshman. Where have you seen yourself grow and develop the most now as you're in your junior season?
I think just like being comfortable and confident. Like I think I came in pretty confident as a freshman, but you still have to like look up to the seniors and like respect what they're saying as well. And I think being a junior captain is pretty cool because you can kind of control the tone and like lift people up or be like, we need to do this better. And so just like adjusting to that role has been super fun. And it's just like you can make defense as lighthearted as you want it to be or just be like, we need to do better. And I feel like that's fun. And like I've been playing with these girls now for 3 years, and so the whole defense is like very cohesive, and it's just we're just like happy to be out there. And if we don't get a stop, we'll get a stop the next time.
How would you describe your defensive style? How do you play defense?
I'm pretty aggressive. Yeah, I've tried to like pull it back a little bit just with like the new green card rules and everything, but just trying to like get in the attacker's hands and not letting them dodge, and if they do dodge, just holding them to the outside of the eight.
Do you love when you get a matchup with their one of their best scorers?
I love it. Yeah, it's like my favorite thing ever. Yeah. And you can like just mess them up. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
What have you always been a defensive kind of minded player? It's clear you get real joy out of that.
Yeah, I love it. I've always played defense, even in club. I just like hitting people. Yeah, and like you learn to love it. And like sometimes like a cause turnover or like a ground ball, and then like that leading to a goal is like, oh, I helped that. And it's awesome. And like especially when my teammates do it too, I'm just like, that, like you made that play. That's like so awesome.
Feels like you bring a lot of energy. It doesn't feel like it. I watch it. You get to bring energy when you're out there. How has that kind of changed for you throughout your career? As you're now, like you said, a captain of this team. What are you trying to do when it comes to showing that emotion and bringing kind of that juice when you're on the field?
I mean, I have fun with it. Like I love the sport, and so I think it just comes out even without me knowing it. Like sometimes if we get a little quiet, I'll just like try to be like, "Let's go, guys," and like have fun, but as soon as someone scores or if like one of my teammates pick up a ground ball or like get a really good check off or Ayla makes a save, like that fires me up, and it's so fun.
How great has Ayla been recently?
Oh my gosh, she is awesome, and her energy is just like so infectious. It's incredible. She's awesome.
I wanted to ask you mentioned Bree Carrasquillo, new assistant coach this year. Mm-hmm. What's she kind of brought to the program as far as a new coach coming in, and it's a new coach for you to work with? How has that gone for you, and how do you think it's gone for her?
Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, she has so much experience, like 4 years at Yale, 1 year at Oregon. So she brings a lot of just like new drills and just like a different attention to detail, especially on the draw that I haven't really seen before, with like Grace working with the offense and like it's hard to split your time. But with Bree coming in, she just has so many new drills and like different ideas that she's gotten from all of her other coaches. And she's awesome, and like she's like fully supports us and everything. And yeah, she's great.
Has she changed the defense at all in how you guys are playing, or is it still pretty much the same kind of set you guys have gone with the last couple of years?
So she just works mostly with attack. She's an attacker, and Dalt took over the defense. But yeah, she's been super impactful in the draw, and I feel like that's defense in its own.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously, as we've kind of talked about. I wanted to ask, this year's team, it's been interesting. It's been a bit streaky at times. You guys have gone on some awesome big runs, but in both your losses, you kind of felt a drought at times, and the other team went on kind of a big surge. Can you explain to me maybe why that's happened and how you guys are trying to capitalize and go on even more of those long runs for yourselves?
Yeah, I think right now we're just really focused on just playing a full 60 minutes. Like, we say reminders at every single quarter, just like building off of our losses, just be like, okay, like new quarter, new game, like let's go. And it's been working like from LIU, and we just have to remind ourselves that like we have to score this quarter, basically.
Yeah.
And we have to get the ball back, and we just have to limit the other team's runs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's super important for us.
Hey, does that put even more kind of emphasis, or I don't want to say pressure, but does it put even more of a spotlight on those draw battles?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Like, my club coach used to say, like, when the draw rule the world. And so draw gets you possession, and then I know my attack is going to capitalize on that. And so, like, we have to get the draw controls. And you can see in the stats, like, if we're down on draws, the other team will capitalize on goals.
Mm. I wanted to ask you about the second half of the Siena game.
Mm-hmm.
They had the big third quarter. You guys come up just short in the fourth quarter, come back. What was the difference for you between those two quarters? Why did they get on a run in the third, and how did you guys respond in the fourth?
Yeah, I mean, the third totally just got away from us, and we were like, this is unacceptable. Like, we could feel, and like we're angry. You get fired up if you're down,
sure.
And they go on a 5-goal run. Like, that's just like not acceptable. And so we got fired up, and we don't like losing. And so that kind of got us a spark, but it wasn't enough to like win.
Okay, let's talk about kind of the group you guard every day in practice, the attack a little bit here.
Yeah,
it's just such a deep group this season.
Yeah.
I feel like, what's that like for when you guys in the preseason were defending them? It feels like everybody who touches the ball has a chance to score it.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Like, being a part of a team where everyone is a threat is like so awesome, and it's hard to scout, and it just makes us all better. Like, if you get beat every single day, that's another chance for you to get better, and then you play them better the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, Jane Trauger back this season after missing a year ago. Mm-hmm. What a boost has that been, as it's another real lethal score.
Yeah, I mean, she's incredible. Her athleticism is like something I've never seen before, and she just like bounces off of your stick, and it makes you a better defender because you will not play against anyone else like her.
Yeah.
And she's just awesome, and she brings like such a spark to attack when she scores, and it's great.
Is it possible to stay in front of Lydia Doraz one-on-one?
Barely, no. Yeah, it's like, it's really hard. She just is one of the fastest people I've ever like come across, ever.
You two have played together for a long time now, 3 years. What's that been like as the two of you have grown into real big pieces of this team together?
Yeah, I mean, she's also my best friend, and so it's so fun to do everything together. And yeah, we just like keep each other going, and like I lay her out in practice, and she's like, good job. And like she scores on me, I'm like, okay, that was a good shot.
Yeah,
and like we just hold each other accountable.
Those matchups then, when it is you two one-on-one, I'm sure they're fun in practice, but you're competitive, right? You want to win those.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's a battle. It's a battle every single time, and it's so fun. Lydia is very intense, and I'm very intense, and so we get each other going, but also like we can respect a good play.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so fun, like playing with your friends every single day. It's just like I'm so happy to do it.
Is there somebody you find yourself matched up with quite a bit on your own team as far as the offense goes? Is there somebody you would end up just kind of guarding based on how things kind of pan out?
Yeah, so I like to guard, if I'm doing 1v1s, is Jane and Lydia, just because they're such hard dodgers and I need to make contact. And then if I'm working on a cutter, like Caitlin Haggerty, there's no one like her. Like, you will not find a player like her. She is so smart. She's one of the smartest players I've ever seen.
How does she read the defense then? Or what are the things that she does that she feels like she's always open on those cuts?
Yeah. Her and Ava are also just like
crazy.
They're insane. They're best friends. They do everything together. And then they're really good at lacrosse. But Hags, she just like pretends like she's not paying attention. And then will just destroy you back door, even front door. And you're just like, okay, I need to lock in.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, but Ava Wild's passing Is that something that stands out and you guys realize that as it's like the preseason's happening? Feels like she never misses when she throws one of those passes.
100%. I mean, she's so good, and like she plays like her personality is, like she's fun and like just like doesn't care, and she'll just like throw those passes and it works. And she has such a good, like, such a big presence on this team, and she's everyone's friend, and so she shares the ball like that, too.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Karina Sethi off the top with that huge second quarter she had against LIU. I believe it was a four-goal quarter for her. I mean, it's a depth piece in theory on the team, not one of the, like, leading scorers by the statistics, but then she can just come out and do that. What does that say, again, about the depth of this team and the ability of a variety of people to score?
Yeah, I mean, our team has – this is the most depth I've ever, like, seen as, like, being a part of this program, but Reins is – she is such a good dodger, and she's a threat in practice every single day, and so she is capitalized in her moment, like – she is one of, like, the slipperiest dodgers you will ever see, and she's just so light on her feet. And she knows how to take it to goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allie Cavett's played both sides of the field here as a true freshman, as a midfielder. How impressive is that to play some offense and defense?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, she's, like, extremely dedicated, and she wants to get better every single day. She also has, like, Lindsay Lefebvre, who's, like, kind of the leader of that group, who's, like, super awesome to look, like, up to. And Allie's great. She's extremely dedicated, and she's detail-oriented, and she also knows how to take it to goal, and she also, like, wants to beat people up on defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great balance.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. I mean, it's fun to watch those players. Like you said, Lindsay's a great example of somebody who plays both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Your leadership, where have you seen yourself as a leader develop over your career? As you mentioned, you're a captain now as a junior. What does it mean to be a leader on this team?
I mean, it's pretty fun just because I think I've always been talking since my freshman year, but now having the label, it's a little different, like, oh, people are actually watching my every single move. But it's really fun, and I feel like there's not much of a shift as in, like, people looking up to me, but my team is just super awesome and really supportive. It's just, like, I just get to hang out with my friends every single day.
Tell me about your relationship with Coach Dalt, Sarah Dalton-Gratt, the head coach of this program. Obviously, you've been with her the last three seasons. What is that relationship like with her, and what has she done that's made her so special to work with?
She's just the best person in this world. I call her Superwoman. She has three kids, and then she also looks after the 36 of us. And she just cares about all of us, like, individually, and she's just incredible, and she holds me accountable, which is awesome. She'll call me out on everything, if that's, like, socially, academically, or lacrosse. And yeah, she's the best coach I've ever played for, and she just cares so much. And I think the way we see lacrosse, we're very aligned.
What would you say goals for this team are this year? As you look at still the America East season on the horizon, tell me about the aspirations of the group.
Yeah, I mean, we're ring chasing. We want to win. We want that title really bad, and I really believe this group can do it. This is just, like, one big happy family. Like, we want that ring really bad. And we want to prove to everyone who Vermont lacrosse is.
What are things that you can improve on then to get to that goal, as far as we need to continue to work on these things to reach those kind of aspirations of, like you said, getting a ring?
Yeah, we just got to consistently play a full 60 minutes. I mean, we can do anything if we're, like, limiting teams to, like, their runs of three, let's say, and getting the ball back to attack. We'll know they'll capitalize on those opportunities and just keep on playing every single quarter like it's the first quarter.
When this team's at its best, then, what are, like, the things you can hang your hat on as this is a real strength of the group?
Yeah, I think it's just our cohesiveness. Like, our team is best friends, and, like, we can rely off of each other's energy and just keep each other going and hold each other accountable without getting our feelings hurt.
All right, Sabine. Big one Friday, Villanova, 1 p.m. start, everybody. Hope you'll tune in. Hope you'll make it out to Virtue Field and see the Cats in person.
Yeah.
Sabine, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody. Talk to you next week on Catamount Insider. Thanks again to Sabine Godwin for joining Catamount Insider. Somebody who's got a great personality, and you can see it when you watch her play. Brings the energy, brings some real fire, and feels like it just always has a smile on her face. So I was happy to take the time to sit down with Sabine, hear about her development as a player. I thought that was really neat to hear about how she has put so much attention to detail into the process of becoming a great draw control performer for UVM. And she's become somebody that they really have to rely on, and she's going to be a big part of their goals and aspirations. She talked about it. This team feels they've got what it takes to go on a run for the America East title. Looking forward to following along throughout the rest of this spring. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this week's episode, episode 21 of Catamount Insider. Just a couple of more episodes for you throughout the next month, and we'll wrap up at the end of March. I'm Brian McLaughlin saying so long on Catamount Insider.